This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the role of U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan is expanding as the war shifts from dismantling the Taliban to sealing off escape routes for Osama bin Laden. Rumsfeld visited Fayetteville, North Carolina yesterday. It's home to the Army's Fort Bragg and Pope Air Force Base, and it's one of the military's leading special forces training centers. He told the assembled soldiers that ground troops in Afghanistan have turned the air war around. NPR's David Malpas reports.
As Army Rangers, Green Berets, and other unconventional military units put their weapons and lightning strike skills on display, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld returned the show of respect on the pre-Thanksgiving visit. He gave public thanks for what he called the strong hands, hearts, and special talents of U.S. Special Forces.
You have well earned your outstanding reputation, and the world knows why when the President dials 911, it rings right here in Fayetteville.
Up till now, the Pentagon has said only a few dozen special operations teams have been active inside Afghanistan. Still, Rumsfeld says their presence dramatically increased the effectiveness of airstrikes and, in his words, allowed the air war to succeed. As one example, Rumsfeld quoted a dispatch from a U.S. Special Forces soldier riding horseback earlier this month alongside the Northern Alliance. They rode into the face of mortars and machine guns, the dispatch said, with only 10 rounds of ammo per man. And when the opposition group got in trouble, the Special Operations team called in American airstrikes very close to their own position. A near defeat became a victory. Now, Rumsfeld says that same kind of pressure is going to be brought to bear in the search for Osama bin Laden and his army of foreign fighters. But with thousands of caves in Afghanistan for bin Laden to hide in, the press wanted to know how will the U.S. increase the pressure. The Fort Bragg audience liked Rumsfeld's answer.
First of all, we don't know if he's in a cave. When I get up in the morning, I picture him in a cave. But he may not be in a cave. How can we do it? Well, the answer is it may take some time, and we will have to put forces on the ground that are necessary to enable us to do it.
Rumsfeld said U.S. allies in the war also may be asked to send in more ground troops, and he claimed that many Afghans are themselves in hot pursuit of bin Laden now that the U.S. has provided the additional incentive of a $25 million reward. The U.S. has also, in recent days, added the latest generation of unmanned spy planes, the Global Hawk, to its arsenal of unconventional weapons in Afghanistan. It has twice the range of its predecessor and far more sophisticated abilities to detect and transmit in real time images and sounds from the ground. Secretary Rumsfeld says the terrorist network, quote, keeps bobbing and weaving, but we keep looking. As expected, Rumsfeld found special ops troops to be in a high state of morale. They are eager to talk about their work, like this staff sergeant, part of an Air Force combat reconnaissance team.
We go on the ground ahead of an assault force, and we locate and designate targets that are going to be threats to the aircraft, or they're going to be a threat to any of the maneuver elements that are on their way in. Also, as they come in, we provide the air traffic control.
You feel like you're missing the show of being here?
I'd like to go get in this operation, and we'll see, you know. Hopefully somebody gives me a call.
Rumsfeld reminded troops, however, that there's a lot of work left to be done in Afghanistan, and, he said, a lot of work beyond Afghanistan. David Malpas, NPR News, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.